Speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
We noticed yesterday some of the ways Satan is trying to destroy our nation. We know that Satan is a real being. Satan is a real personality. He's not a figment of preacher's imagination, but he is a real threat, a real power, and we need to be on our guard. Peter says that Satan, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And we might say, adding, devouring many people. But what are some of the ways Satan is working to destroy our society? He is very much trying to destroy the moral fabric of our society. One way he's doing it, we noticed yesterday, is by getting people to look to other gods. Maybe the god of materialism, the god of pleasure, the god of indifference, the god of money, the god of sports. Whatever might come between one and the true and living God becomes a god, spelled with little g. And another way he's attacking the fear of God. We used to talk about certain individuals being a God-fearing man. There needs to be more of the fear of God in people. And the Bible encourages that as a true and proper motivating factor for serving God. I read in Hebrews 12, verse 28 and 29. I read it yesterday, but let's look at it again today. Wherefore, we receive the kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Why? For our God is a consuming fire. And Peter said, fear God, honor all men, love the brotherhood, honor the king. It is proper to fear God. The writer of Ecclesiastes says, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be bad. There's a judgment day that's coming. But Satan attacking the idea of the fear of God, causing people to not have the fear of God, leads to some of the destruction of the moral fabric of our society. We suggested also yesterday by humanistic philosophies, Satan is working, and by the violent behavior that takes place in our nation, he's working to destroy the moral fabric of our society. And I would add today that Satan's work to destroy our society is centered in false religion. Denominationalism has caused religion in America to become a joke in some circles. Social programs and entertainment has become the order of the day for many religious groups. People are learning about everything under the sun, but learning about God and learning what God wants man to do. When we read the book of Micah, we see the harm that's done by false religion. The prophet Micah said in chapter 7, verse 3 through 6, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for reward, and the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire. So they wrap it up. The best of them is as a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh. Now shall be their perplexity. Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. What a statement Micah made. But they do evil with both hands earnestly. Micah outlines their situation by saying, the priests teach for hire, the prophets divine for money, and the people say, we lean upon the Lord. Micah 3, verse 11. How tragic. Original Christianity was not denominational. When the gospel was first preached in Jerusalem, 3,000 became Christians and were added by the Lord to his church, Acts 2, verse 47. And the original church was simply Christians united in Christ. People in Corinth had obeyed the gospel. And Acts 18:8 says, Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. The Apostle Paul, by inspiration, wrote to tell them that they should all teach the same thing, that there should be no division among them. He says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. What he taught them was that God is not the author of confusion. I read in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints." Yet Satan has divided Christianity to help destroy the moral fabric of our society. The devil and every honest person should know that original Christianity was undenominational. Well, Satan works to destroy our society furthermore, and he's centered that in making parents irresponsible. How different many parents of our day are from Abraham, who was a great father. In Genesis 18, verse 19, God said of Abraham, "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him." And those living under the Jewish dispensation were given special and specific instructions on how to train their children. One such example in Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 through verse 9. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and thou shalt be as they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates." What he's simply saying is, in all of your actions, in your day-to-day affairs, take the opportunities in these day-to-day activities to teach your children about God. But parents today are irresponsible when it comes to training their children. And yet the Bible instruction is, "Ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord." Ephesians 6, verse 4. God is being dishonored, or God is being ignored in many homes today. Thousands of dollars are spent to train children in sports or in music, but very little time and money is spent to train them to serve God. Again, the Old Testament admonition, "Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest thou depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons." Now here's an Old Testament principle that's still true today, that parents need to teach their children and also use their influence in teaching their grandchildren. Another wise statement from the Old Testament is found in Proverbs 22, verse 6. "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." There's a judgment day coming, and on judgment day, God will not ask us what we did with our money and time only, but he will also ask us, "What about your children? Where are your children?" Satan works to destroy our society by destroying homes and by causing irresponsible parents to neglect their children's instruction. Furthermore, Satan works to destroy our society, and he centers some of that effort in corrupt government. Did you know there are two divine institutions, the home and the church? And also the civil government exists with God's approval, though no particular form of government is divine. Just as men have done with God's other instructions regarding the home and the church, so they have done with the government. Micah spoke of the political leaders judging for reward in Micah 3, verse 11. He said they were crooked and they walked in the statutes of Omri, Micah 6, verse 16. The princes and the judges made their decision based on the amount of bribes they could get in chapter 7, verse 3. So corruption has a trickle-down effect on society. And Solomon said in Proverbs 16:12, "It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness." God expects something better from political leaders. "A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes," Proverbs 20, verse 8. "And while we sing and while we pray and while we cry, 'God bless America,' have we forgotten that God would have blessed Sodom if only 10 righteous souls could have been found in that city?" Our day may be much like the days of Jeremiah described by that prophet in Jeremiah 5, verse 25 through verse 29. Listen to what God says through the prophet. "Your iniquities have turned away these things. Your sins have withholden good things from you. For among my people are found wicked men. They lie wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap. They catch men as a cage is full of birds. So are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat. They shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Corrupt government officials are allowing our nation to be destroyed internally, and is one of the tools being used by Satan." Paul, writing to the Corinthians, said we're not ignorant of his devices. One of the devices being used by Satan to destroy the moral fabric of our nation. And look what alcohol and look what drugs is doing, how rampant they are in Warren County and surrounding counties. We need to be concerned about our society. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And righteousness involves obeying the right commandments of God, doing His will, hearing, repenting, confessing, being baptized, living a faithful life, always true to the Lord, and if one goes astray, to repent, pray God for forgiveness, come back to Him. It's God's law of pardon.